Today's shir in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Vav, Amud Aleph. We're in the sixth file of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to get close to, if not completely, finish off Simen Tof Reish Lamed Tes. We actually have only a little bit of Mechaber left, but we have a lot of Mishnah Berurahs, Bir Halachos, and Dirshu footnotes to do. So let us begin with the Bir Halacha. Dibra Maskul, V'chol HaPotur Min HaSukkah V'chulei. This is from yesterday's shir, where we said if somebody is exempt from eating in the Sukkah, and he goes and eats in the Sukkah, and he makes a Bracha, so that person is running into trouble with the Bracha of Atala, as well as he's considered a hedgehog, a fool, a simpleton. So the Chofetz Chaim says, Zak Klal, this rule, Dafka b'mokum she'esh bo tzad iser. It's only when there's an iser to go and be in the sukkah. For example, kamo b'mitztayr devichil yontif. If you go out there and eat on yontif in the sukkah when you're mitztayr, so that's a chil yontif, and therefore in that situation you're called a fool. And if you make a bracha, it's a bracha of atola. V'afil b'chol amoid chayv l'chavdo. And this same thing applies to chol amoid because there's also a din of simchas yontif even on chol amoid. Avol and eino mitztayr. But if you're not really uncomfortable, Rashoy Lahachmer, then you are allowed to go out into the sukkah. Kamo Rabban Gamliel, like Rabban Gamliel did, Shehechmer Alatzmo, Bidali Shalmayim, that Rabban Gamliel specifically even drank water in the sukkah. He had them bring the water that he drew from the well to the sukkah, Vamar Halum Lasukkah. He said, bring it out to the sukkah. And this is from the Pisrei Tshuva in the name of the Ola Shmuel. The next Dibra Maskel in the Bir Halacha, Hejotos, the Chofetz Chaim says, we discuss this in the Mishnah Berurah, where he brings down Vakasa B'Sefer Bikur Yaakov. The Bikur Yaakov writes, nearly the Ma'ad Damrina She'enu Ela Maisei Hedyotos. If you go and eat in the Sukkah when you're not supposed to, it's a simpleton's actions, it's a hedyot, an idiot's actions. V'enu Kabbalah Schar, and you get no schar for it. That's only Davko Kishapotur Be'ez HaYeshiva. That's only when you were actually exempt because you, for example, could go in Shemitzar. You were uncomfortable. Or Chedom, or anything like that. Or befrat b'gishamim, and specifically with rain, kivin shem kishvichas kosal panav, because it looks like you're having the cup thrown back in your face. Shirabo herelo sheina rotsa b'avduso. It's as if the master is saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to you, listen, I don't want your service, so don't go sit in the sukkah. I don't want it, so I'm making it rain. And it's as if he's throwing the cup back that you kahavdol served HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's throwing it back in your face. Now, v'hu rotsa lochuf rabo liavdo. And you're trying to force God, so to say, to accept your thing. That's not right. Change the derech eretz. However, if the only reason you're not supposed to eat in the sukkah is because it's a tirch on you, but not because you're technically exempt. Kigon, for example, the rain stopped in the middle of the night and you're in your bed, and we said you're allowed to stay in your bed. You're in the middle of the meal and you came inside and it stopped raining. Or you went to a friend's sukkah. So in this situation, you go and trouble yourself to go and eat in the sukkah, you do in fact get schar. Yesh kibul schar alav. The logara is certainly no different, mishosamayim besukkah, than a person who voluntarily goes and even makes sure that he drinks even water in the sukkah. And we said, darei zeh meshubach, even though potur min adin. Now, v'kol shekein zeh, shebishas yeshiva, mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Here you definitely mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. When you went in there, you were matriarch yourself, but it's not aser. So therefore, even though you weren't obligated to go there, but you went there, certainly you get schar. And therefore, my money is low of rock, call a potter in a sukkah, but yotze. If you're potter in the sukkah and you don't leave, as opposed to the mashma, shibesh yeshivaso potter, that you only were potter at the time that you were sitting there, but not that you were allowed to go and eat there, it's just that you weren't obligated to go and eat there. This is the lashon, not kind of lashon of the Bikurei Yaakov. Now, there are a number of Dirshu footnotes over here that we want to go through as well. Dirshu footnote number 48 tells us, Mashma, Shebemeshach kol yimei hasukkos nechshav l'gashom kishvichas kos b'yad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shema Rishena rotsa b'yeshiva yisrael b'sukkah. This seems to indicate that it's the entire din over here of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of saying, I don't want you, applies to all of sukkahs. However, not according to the Ritva. The Ritva brings down the name of the Rebbeinu Ephraim. Shirak Belel Rishon Nechshavim Heim Kishvichas Kos. It's only on the first night when you're obligated to be in the sukkah and Hashem is not letting you by making it rain that it's considered over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be in the sukkah. Kishvichas Kos. Like the master throwing back the cup in your face. However, the Bikur Yaakov says, Shataim Moshe Rebbeinu Ephraim Hu B'mnei Shirak Belel Rishon Yeshchil Lecho B'sukkah, because that's the first night is the only obligation to actually eat in the sukkah. And therefore, the Yeridas Geshamin is a simon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want your work. As opposed to the rest of the sukkahs when you're not obligated to, so therefore, it's not considered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to say, throwing it back in your face. But the Bikur Yaakov says, Me'acha Shenivsak HaLocha from the bottom line is, we possibly that you do have to eat in the sukkah if it's raining the first night. So therefore, It's the exact opposite, he says. The first night, it's not considered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing it back in your face because you got to eat there anyway. So therefore, it's allowed. And it's only Adaraba. In this situation, when it's a great sky the first night, but the rest of the time, Hayotzi Shaladezu, Rak Bishar Hayom Nechshevis Yiridosom, Kishrichas Kos, V'lo B'layla Rishon. So it's the other nights, it's considered that it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throwing it back in your face, but not the first night. And he adds, Shemesevichem des Yomim, he writes, Shirak im lo yordu gisham lefnei achak. This din applies only if it wasn't raining before the Yontif, and now it suddenly starts to rain like it usually doesn't happen in Eretz Yisrael, that it doesn't rain, and then suddenly it rains during Sukkos. Ubechnitzes achak niskashu shemaim. Suddenly, out of nowhere, the clouds come in the sky and it starts to rain. That's a bad simon. However, if it's been raining for the weeks before Sukkos, and now it rains again on Sukkos, Ein heim ela gishmi rotsum. So then that has nothing to do with a simon klal over here, a simon ra, but that's just a continuation of rain, which was needed in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore is considered gishmi bracha. As I mentioned in a previous year, Rav Shechter Shlita pointed out that in Chutz Laaretz, where it rains all year round, by us, we don't have a rainy season specifically, it rains all year round. So if it rains on Sukkot, it's not a simon of anything. Furthermore, when a person goes out of the sukkah, humbled, so to say, in this position, so the Bikur Yaakov writes, Shekavon hi sheyidag v'yifashvish v'maisa v'yoshal Hashem. He should be concerned, why did Hashem not want me in the sukkah? And therefore, he should be looking at his maasim to see could he do something better. However, he shouldn't be mitztayer v'yivatel mitzvah simchas yontif. It shouldn't ruin the rest of his yontif. Finally, the issue foot number 49 brings down, Legabi Misha Yisrael Bepula, Asher Min Adin Ein Tzorich LaHafzik B'Emso L'Tilas Mincha. Says if somebody is doing something for which he doesn't have to stop the Dabi Mincha, and then he does stop, so he said, in the name of the Mogev Ram, that person's called a Hedjot as well. Albeit, he says, the Aderes Elio is in disagreement with the Mogin Avram. The Aderes Elio is from the Vilna Gaon. Now we just have a little bit of the Ramah to finish off from the end of Sif Zayin. So, the Ramah writes, "Ukishiyotzim in a sukkah mikoach kishamim." When a person has to leave the sukkah because it's pouring, ayivayit v'yetzeh. Don't kick the sukkah, so to say, and leave. Don't be upset. Ella yetzeh kinichna. Go out like a humbled person, ke'eved, like a servant. Shemoze kos l'rabo that had tried to serve his rebbe, his master, a cup of wine. Ushvach al panim, and the rebbe threw it back in his face. And this concept is brought down in Maril, and we just discussed this quite a bit already in today's shir, so we'll go weiter. Sif Ches. The Mechaber writes, No gush ein mevarach b'la sukkah, ela b'shas achila. The minhag is that we don't make a leisha b'sukkah when we sleep in the sukkah, when we just stay in the sukkah, we learn in the sukkah. But we only make the leisha b'sukkah bracha after we eat, and as we pointed out already previously, only after we eat certain things like the grains or from the five grains or bread. And the Ramah adds, v'hachinog, this is in fact the common custom. He agrees with the Mechaber. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sif Cotton Memvav, that what the Mechaber is telling us here is Rotz Lomar after Medina Dugabor Ladas Poskim Rishonim, even though the din is according to those Poskim, Kishaberach Besukha Vyotzo Laso Sinyonov Velo Lachsar Tekev Bidin Shoya Yitzhak Gemura, when a person's leaving the Sukkah and he doesn't intend to come right back and is leaving, therefore, is considered a complete leaving. So that is a hesech adas from the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah. When you come back, and you have to make a new bracha, even 100 times during the day, even if you're not eating. The emas shenichnas apopish eno ochel shal mevarech, and therefore the basic din should have been that every time you go in the sukkah and you had a hesach hadas in the previous day in the sukkah, that you should make a leisha b'sukkah even though you didn't eat. Sharei gam hayeshiva v'amida shom hi mitzvah, because just sitting there or standing there, or sitting down there is in itself a mitzvah. Every second you spend in the sukkah is a mitzvah. Because this is teishu kein toduru in your house. You're not always eating. You're just sitting in your house sometimes. And therefore, v'davka shiyotzi yitzhi gemura, it's only if you left the complete leaving that this then applies, k'mo shekasav, as we already said. Avol yotzi laso tzrach, if you just go out to the bathroom, or lo yidov l'sukkah, to bring in something into the sukkah, and tzrach l'varach, shari lo hesach datu. Then everybody agrees you don't make a bracha, because there's no hesach hadas. But technically, what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here is that even though the din is technically that you should make a new bracha leisha b'sukkah if you had a hesach hadas, nevertheless, mikol makom mina kol olam, the velt paskins, the opinion of the world is kedas haposkim, like the other poskim, she'enu mevarchim ela b'shas achila, that they only make the bracha during the time of achila. Now, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. In the issue foot number 50, brings out for the Chazon Ish, however, he held like the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon's opinion was that you make a bracha every single time. If there was a hesach hadas, you make a new bracha. And this is based upon the Vilna Gaon passing like the Rif and the Rambam. And the Chazon Ish, when he was a sandik and a bris in the sukkah, even though he didn't eat anything, he made a bracha of leisha b'sukkah. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues. He says, "Vafilu miyoshu b'surka kodem achilu shah enu avarchem." He says, "Let's say you can eat lunch at 1 o'clock, but no, you go out to the sukkah at 12 o'clock to sit and learn. So then, in that situation, you don't make the bracha leishah b'surka. That's the how we practically carry out this din. Why? The sviru luhu, because the person says the bracha shem avarchem achakach. That bracha that I'll make leishah b'surka when I eat lunch will go on this learning now. Will go on this sitting in the sukkah now." Al achila, when I make that bracha on the achila, hipoteres hakoshia ikar, and it will exempt now or fulfill now the obligation for me to make a leisha basuka now. Hipoteres hashena vatil valimud, and likewise it goes and it exempts you from when you sleep, when you're just staying in the sukkah, and any learning that you do in the sukkah. Shekulim tvelim lo, everything is subordinate to this eating and the bracha of leisha basuka. Because of achronim, the nochon adavo lot says gamdasa poskim arishonim. Nevertheless, the poskim say that don't just ignore the group of poskim that say that you do have to make a leishah basukka every time you go in the sukkah, and you shouldn't sit there without making a bracha, and therefore, in order to fulfill everybody's opinion, okay, take if b'vol b'beis haknesses, as soon as you come up from shul, yivarech ha'davar shumi chamisha minim, so go and have a mazonus at least, v'yochem imenu ma'at yosem mi'chabetza, have a little bit more than the chabetza, and now, v'yivarech leishah basukka with absolute permission by all the poskim, and therefore, then when you have your full meal later on, you don't have to make a new leisha basukka, because this leisha basukka certainly was going on that, as well as the sitting and spending time in the sukkah. What a great mitzvah, and we want to make sure that we do it right. So have a mazonus when you go into the sukkah, make a leisha basukka, eat at least the kabbasis worth, which is not that much, and then sit and learn in the sukkah, sit and spend time in the sukkah, even though you're not eating further. This way you're making a leisha basukka on that important activity. Now we go to Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Mem Zayin. He says, "V'im beirach pam achas b'shas achila v'lo yotzi misukos lasus asakov." If a person made a bracha at the beginning of his eating and then he hasn't left the sukkah, v'af im yotzi misukos, or if he did leave the sukkah, actually that the lasus miyot, he has to go to the bathroom. He intends to come right back. Ain sarach levarach sheinis leisha b'sukkah. Everybody agrees he doesn't make a leisha b'sukkah then. Afilu mochas suda shniya kivin shemitzvah achasi. Even if he has a second meal, he doesn't have to make a new leisha b'sukkah. Now the Chofetz Chaim in Sharet Zion Os Pei Vav brings down Hine Ikra Din Da Alachila Shnia Ain Tzorch Levarach Shelo Yotzo Misukos Be In Time. If he has a second meal, even though he didn't leave the sukkah in between, so he doesn't have to make a second leisha basukkah. That's already a big machlokus between the Levush, the Shalah, who agree over here with the Magen Avraham. However, the Das of the Taz, the Chemed Moshe, is they agree with the Bach Da Alachila Shnia Tzorch Levarach Bechol Gabde, that he would have to make a new bracha because it's a new meal. However, he brings down that most posts can agree with the first opinion that they don't make a new bracha. And he gives a list of who those are. However, okay, im yotze bein time, if it did go out in between, even though the yitzio hayo al das lachsum yad, with the intention of coming back, then you already have a machlokes. Do you not make a bracha? Even though they said if you didn't leave, you wouldn't make a bracha. But here say some, even if you left for a short bit of time, you would make a bracha. I am the rest of this Shar HaTzion. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and says, "Lochay, and therefore, mi sheyoshev kolay basukah. If somebody sits all day in the sukkah, v'yoshev b'layla, he sleeps there overnight, basukah. Umispal shom, and he even davens in the sukkah. V'ani yotzi l'shum esek, and he doesn't leave the sukkah except to go to the bathroom or something like that. Rakadai the lachs miyad, with the intention to come right back. So the halacha is, he says, ain tzorach levarach rak b'shas achila rishona. You'd make a leisha basukah the first night. V'yachak kach ain tzorach levarach. No more leisha basukah. The rest of the sukkahs, you're in there the entire time. That is this opinion." Now, in the Sharet Zion, Os Pei Ches, he brings down, Afilu imayokein kol shivas hayom. This would be true even if you stay there all 7 days. However, there are those that disagree. V'yishomim the kemen shorot mein tayim, afilu al das lachsum miyad. As long as you left, even with the intention of coming right back, tzorach levarach b'shas achil l'shnir, as we just pointed out. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, V'yim yorot zelassos asokov, if you went to go to the bathroom, ol beis haknesses l'spala, or you went to shul to daven, then l'kuleyamot tzorach levarach b'shas achil l'shnir. Then you would have to definitely make a new bracha when you eat a second time. In the Sharet Zion Os Tzadi Aleph, he brings down in Mashma that filu holach b'emtzah shulchan uleves haknesses. If you leave your meal in the middle to go daven mincha ma'ariv, but often zohi b'vade die to lachs u'teikel sukkah. So even though you intended to write, come back to the sukkah mikomokum shkiyoshev. When you do come back to finish off that meal, tzarech lachzul levarich leishav sukkah. He brings this down from the Bikur Yaakov. And he says, Yadua the tam of Mogen Avraham mishum dalicha evi hefsek, because the Mogen Avraham holds that the actual going out is a hefsek. However, Levi Masha Biyaru Lakame, the Das Kamachorim Dalicha lo evi hefsek, according to the opinion of those that say it's not a hefsek, Yeshla Ayin imitzorach lachzul baruch. That's a real problem. Do you not have to go make a new bracha? And he brings down opinions to say if it's a new eating, then you would have to make a new bracha, but if it's the same eating, so then you wouldn't necessarily have to make a new bracha. Ayin the rest of this Shar HaTzion. The issue footnote number 52 brings down she halich lebeis haknesses ain't a nechshevus hefsek im lo hisiach daita b'taim lelechol. Not necessarily is it a hefsek hadas if you had intention to continue eating. And the issue footnote 53 brings down she beis haknesses somuch l'sukoso, so the Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak Zatzal, brings down Shenochon Sheichavim Beferish Bishas Berchas Leishah Basuka Shelo Liftar El At Shor Sheyitzel Espal, that the Leishah Basuka should only go up until the point that you're going to leave the Sukkah, and then you have the right to make a new bracha Leishah Basuka when you come back, for example, for Abdullah. He then brings down that this may be dependent upon how long you're actually gone. He said, for example, Chazon Ish, when he left for Mincha or a regular Maariv, didn't make a new Leishah Basuka when he returned, but on Matzi Shabbos he did, because the Yitin L'cha was a longer tefillah. Bottom line is, in the last paragraph, in the issue footnote 53, he says, if you're going to leave the Sukkah for a significant amount of time, without necessarily defining, is that an hour or 2 hours, so that's considered a hefsik, and you do make a new bracha Leishah Basuka when you eat again in the Sukkah. Now we go to the final Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot Mem Ches, and he says, "V'hamisane b'sukkos." If somebody's fasting on Sukkos, or she'ain daito lecho pas, or he doesn't intend to eat bread, b'os hayom all day long. So then, oz l'kuli amo kolei mashiyotzu yitzia gemura chayiv levarach. So then, if you're going to leave the Sukkah with a yitzia gemura, then when you come back, you definitely would have to go make a new bracha. The dafke kishocho pas svilhu la no poskim shuvarach alikur chiyav asukkah upotres etzav matvelim. It's only when you had bread that this whole question arises. Maybe you don't have to make a new bracha. But if you didn't have bread, so then certainly if you left the sukkah, then when you come back, you have to make a new bracha leishah basukkah. If you're not eating, then this doesn't apply. And he brings down the name of the Taz and other poskim. Now, he brings down the Chayyadim. Because of Chayyadim, the Huadin, Kishiyotu Yitzio Gemura, Liachar Achila. If you left full leaving after you ate, V'choz V'nichnas, V'lo Yochal Out Ar Erev, and you're not going to eat anymore. V'kodim Achila, Yitztarach Oda Pam Lotzeis Leves HaKnesses, and now you have to go out again before you eat to the shul. V'bazeh Gam Kein L'Kul Yama Tzorch L'Varach. Then you do have a problem because you just sat in the Sukkah for a while without making Leishah B'Sukkah. So he brings down, you should have to make Leishah B'Sukkah in this situation. And the issue foot number 54 brings down, Mishenichnas Lomo B'Sukkah below Achila. If somebody's going to eat without, to learn without eating, Rav Nissen Karlitz says, Yavarach b'shas t'chnisasu, then you should make the brach leishah b'sukkah when you come in. Achim olomid ba be'ion, but if you're learning the type of learning that you technically are exempt from being in the sukkah, so then you wouldn't make the brach. And then he adds the same thing. If somebody is sleeping in the sukkah without intending to eat there, tzarech levarach, he brings down from the Makor Chayim. And this is also the opinion of Shlomo Zalman Zatzal. And he says you don't have to be concerned that maybe you won't fall asleep. It'll be a brach levatola, because the actual making of the leishah b'sukkah is even on the trying to fall asleep. That's the kriyas chashuva, and you make a bracha. But then he brings down that not everybody agrees with this. He brings down from Yashiv Zatzal, Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, Shekim Shalakam Ashitos, Ein Mevracha Below Achila, that there are opinions that say you only make the Baruch Leishah Basukah when you eat, and therefore this Achila will be good, this Leishah Basukah that you have with the Achila will be good till the next time that you eat, and it will be Yotzei all of your activities in the Sukkah, and that is the way many people paskin. Therefore, many suggest that if you do want to get around this problem, so when you go into the Sukkah, so eat something that would be torn a Baruch of Leishah Basukah, and therefore you don't have this problem about should you or should you not make the bracha on learning or on sleeping. Back to Mishnah Berurah. Misho olech b'yamtzeh sudasa l'sukha saver. If you go to your friend's sukkah in the middle of your meal, da'asa mogen avram shafilu im hoya b'dayto b'shas bracha sheyelech b'yamtzeh sudasa l'shom l'lo shuvacha kach miyad. Even if your intention is to come right back, nevertheless, afilu hochi tzorech l'varach shom leishah b'sukkah. You have to make a new leishah b'sukkah in his sukkah. Halicha heavy hefsik, because that halicha was a hefsik. Valkanim wrote to lechol besukkah zu dover also lechol chutz l'sukkah. If you want to eat in that friend's sukkah something that must be eaten in the sukkah, then tzarich levarach sham leishah besukkah. You have to make a new leishah besukkah there. However, amnam hu l'shitaso. This is only going according to your opinion. The ozel b'sinu ches that we just learned a moment ago, that you going walking is a hesek hadas. Avol fi mashik osav d'sham the das kama achronim d'alicha lo heavy hefsik. According to those poskim, say it's not a hesek hadas. Im hoye b'dayto in tzarich levarach. If you had it in mind, then you don't have to make a new brach over there. Safik habrachos lahakel. He brings down levush esrad that maybe safik habrachos lahakel. You shouldn't make a new bracha. V'imshachach levarach leishah b'sukkah. If a person was eating and forgot to make a leishah b'sukkah, achilsel lechol until he started to eat. Yivarachach kach amashirot lechol. So then make it at that point in time. V'afilu ochol kvar uberach birchas amazon yochol levarach. And even if he already benched, he still can make the leishah b'sukkah. Shagam ha'yeshiva he mina mitzvah, because here you have the yeshiva, the sitting in the sukkah as well, does the mitzvah. The miachila, the elach, from the eating and onwards, kol zman sheyoshev heavy hakol kriyas echad, that's all one kriyas, and you can still make a leishah b'sukkah. Mikol makom, kol shadayin lo berach b'yachas hamazon, yivarach v'yocham ad. If you haven't yet benched, so then certainly eat something else, make the leishah b'sukkah, and then you can bench afterwards. Umisha kiddush b'leil sukkah v'hischa lechol. If somebody made kiddush on the night of sukkah and started to eat, v'yachakach rosh ha'latin lo yinim tochan adai, and his retractable roof was still up. He didn't realize it. So near ali sheyochal shuv kizayis v'yorach leishah b'sukkah. She'd eat another kizayis and make a new leishah b'sukkah. However, avol the kiddush they made pshitush ain tzorach levarach shenis. He doesn't have to make a new kiddush. V'afilu zman doesn't make a new shechiyanu lo yivarach od apam. Why? Kivul the din ha'talmud mahani hazman shebishas asiyas sukkah lebitzas sukkah. Because technically, whenever you make the Shekhiyonu, it's good for the Sukkah, and therefore you don't have to make a new one. Kol Shekein, Shemahani Bezeh, Mashiberach Kishua Latin Stumim. It's certainly here when the retractable roof was up, the lattice was up, so it's still considered an acceptable Shechiyanu. It brings that for the Bikur Yaakov. With this, we conclude the beautiful Siman Tafri Shlamites and today's Shir.